And talking about useful observations, it's now time for your say. This week, some of your thoughts about supersizing not houses, but sofas. Why is your sofa getting bigger and bigger? Many of you don't like this trend. Judy comments on our website. I visit many homes in my job. As a short person, I dread sitting on large, soft couches. In particular, those couches which lift knees higher than buttocks. There is no way to sit elegantly or look professional. Getting out of the couch is not a pleasant sight. Colin Purnell has concern as well. Look at the size of the armrests on the overstuffed style of lounges. Just two armrests side by side would occupy nearly the same floor space as an ordinary chair. Are the over-bloated, short-lived products a symptom of our collective illness? Beryl Jukes emails, have just heard you reading a letter about modern couches and their suitability for people. I heartily agree. As a somewhat shorter than average person, 5'3", I am totally unable to sit in modern lounge chairs and couches. I can only lie down or slouch. Julie Bible, who works in the furniture industry, writes, one thing should be considered, lounging is a young man's caper physically, but a middle-aged man's dream. And finally, Suzette Chappell broadens the concern. On last week's programme, mention was made of the increasingly large sofas being offered for our homes. What about large seats in movie theatres? Several weeks ago, I went to a long movie, around 3 hours, and found the large seats a health hazard. The seat was about 1 metre deep, so my feet could not reach the ground, and I lost feeling in them. But when I sat forward with feet on the ground, I got the most incredible neck ache. And that's your say for this week. These thoughts may have triggered some of you to offer solutions to this problem. Or perhaps you just want to write with similar, or indeed contradictory, observations. You can join the discussion online. Go to our By Design website and click on the comment icon attached to each story. And we've also had a strong response to our interview with the federal politician and author Andrew Lee about social capital in Australia. We'll bring you some of your thoughts on this next week.
This summer, ABC Radio National's Hindsight and Airplay have joined forces to present Playing the 20th Century, featuring 8 landmark dramas from the archives. Each production will be accompanied by a documentary which explores the work, its author, and the social and political background in which the play was written. This week, from the 90s, Diving for Pearls by Catherine Thompson documents the dramatic loss of jobs at the Port Kembla Steelworks near Wollongong in New South Wales. This Sunday afternoon at 2 on ABC Radio National.